The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Jeff in Tennessee. Hi, you're on the Glenn Beck program.
Hello. I disagree. America has lost the war. I'm from Tennessee, and here in the South, we lost Lincoln's war. And it fundamentally changed the way we see ourselves.
Yeah. That wasn't America, though. That was the Confederacy. America won that war. The Union won that war.
I think the results of that war left us with a centralized government where we had been a federation of sovereign states. Mm-hmm. And now with Washington, you know, the national government being supported, you know, viewed as supreme, has caused a lot of the problems we have today, you know, and the way we look at it. You know, I hear on this program a lot of times, and the basis of all this is the fact that we lost this war, and it changed the way this government operates.
That we, meaning the Confederacy, lost the war.
Yeah,
you sound like a guy who'd like the South. You sound like a man who would like the South to rise again.
Well, no, not necessarily. I like us to go back to, you know, to being the states being sovereign and us being a federation instead of, you know, being the other way around. I think the local governments and the local control is more important than what happens in Washington.
Yeah, well, and I mean, there's still a certain amount of that. There, I mean. It's not like it was during the Confederacy, obviously, but there's still a certain amount of local sovereignty and local control and state control. The states have certain rights. Yes, federal law supersedes that in some cases, although I'm not sure that's the right word for it. But for instance, the marijuana laws that people are passing in Colorado and California and Oregon, there's a federal law against smoking marijuana, buying, selling marijuana. Well, those states have declared it legal and nothing's been done about it.
Right.
Is that not state sovereignty?
Yeah. And there's still a spark of the old Constitution out there.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know, but it changed the way, you know, the South, we view ourselves. You know, we did suffer from a war and defeat and things like that. And I think because people don't look at it that way, a lot of times it's not taught that way.
Yeah.
Not anymore, it's not. That's for sure.
Well, and in some
how bad the war really was.
With good reason in some cases, it did end slavery, which if that changed the perception of the South, so be it. Because the perception of the South was that they were slave states. Hopefully you wouldn't want to return to that. Right?
No, so, but that wasn't the cause of the war. That was a issue.
It actually was.
It was economics. And slavery could have been ended like it did in the British Empire.
Well, it could have been, but it didn't
because
it kept going on, and because the South insisted on slavery to the extent that they withdrew from the Union. I don't know how else you could have ended slavery. It ended 30 years prior to that in Britain. It wasn't headed in that direction here.
I know for a fact that Tennessee didn't secede for slavery. We seceded because we're going to be invaded. And if you look at history,
well, you wouldn't have been invaded if you didn't. You wouldn't have been invaded if it didn't secede.
If they didn't have a war, Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Arkansas, they wouldn't have seceded. But anyway,
All right.
I just want to make that comment.
All right, thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
A little disagreement there. The Civil War was definitely about slavery, and don't let people.
And you've
try
come
to
around
you.
To that, though.
Oh yeah, I've always believed that. I think Glenn's come around to that.
Okay, that's...
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.